Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and I want to let you know that this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers at the end of the week and end of our ropes, and you know, sometimes we use language, and because we like our jobs, we like to keep them, so we're going to be using pseudonyms throughout this podcast. And if you're one of those incredibly smart people who actually recognize us, keep it a secret. Anyway, Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is brought to you by our wonderful supporters at Patreon. And let me say their names because they are amazing and wonderful. And they, Joanna, Tony, Irma, Rebecca, Melissa, Lisa, Casey, and Sarah, thank you so much for supporting us and keeping us going at the Patreon for Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. And guys out there, if you want to hear extra content, lost episodes, bonus episodes, extra stuff, come subscribe to our Patreon. It's as low as $5 a month and you can get free swag. But if you don't want to do Patreon, if the weekly thing's enough for you, then you know what? We're selling our stuff at our website, teacherneedsdrinkpodcast.com. You can get bottle openers, beer koozies, shot glasses, stickers, all kinds of great stuff at teacherneedsdrinkpodcast.com. Also, if you have something you'd like to share with us, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook, or, like I said, hit us up through the contact page of our website, teacherneedsdrinkpodcast.com. Teacher Needs Drink Podcast is also brought to you by Lud Lam Dramatics. If you are looking for educational theater posters for a dramatic classroom, go to Lud Lam Dramatics. They have all kinds of posters, how to do stage makeup, parts of stage, play procedures, as well as many, many bio posters, and everyone from Stanislavski to Lin-Manuel Miranda. All right, my friends, enjoy episode 50. Cheers!
My coaches, those are my people. And I was like, okay, no. Yeah, I'm out.
That's all I need to know.
Fuck that.
That's all I need to know right there.
Yep, mm-hmm. Fuck that shit. Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and it's Labor Day. You can't wear white anymore.
I'm literally wearing white tomorrow. I'm just going to point that out.
I figured you would wear black like your soul.
Oh. I'm trying to have a fresh start.
Shots fired.
Oh.
I love her.
So with me today is Miss Shirley Temper.
Hi, I'm Amber Adkins, and I'm signing up because my two favorite persons in the world competed in pageants, my mom and Diane Sawyer. Of course, I want to end up more like Diane Sawyer than my mom.
Oh, that was special, don't you know? And also with us today is Turd Ferguson.
You know, people are always concerned about when shit is going to go down, but nobody seems to be concerned about flushing the toilet.
Oh, my God. Always poop. And with me today is Buddy O'Hare.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Well, this is like the first real week of school for a lot of people. I think most people are playing the virtual game for a week or two, but I know places outside of the South start school actually after Labor Day if they're starting right now. And it's crazy right now. And I just kind of want to remind everybody that it might not be perfect and it might not work, but it's going to be okay. Remember, this is asterisk here. And even though things might get crazy or you might be overwhelmed, we're going to make it. We're going to survive and it'll be the better for it. Well, I don't know about be the better for it, but we'll know we can handle this too. But man, it's been crazy the last week or two. I've definitely been feeling the stress. My depression's kind of been kicking up with all the new kind of realizations like, oh shit, this is my life right now. And I'm all right. Things are good. Medication's a good thing. Education. Exercise is a really good thing for me. But I don't know. I finally on Friday, I took the whole like hit the eight or do your eight and hit the gate. Like I finished work and immediately took my kids and we drove down to the beach and spent 4 days just, I mean, we were away from everyone. There wasn't people at the beach within, you know, 30 yards on either side, but it was just nice to shut it all off. And then I checked my emails this evening and then I'll go to work tomorrow. But I didn't respond to any emails because God damn it, I am off the clock. Mm-hmm. And there was a teacher who showed me, you know, that out of office message you can get for like if you're, you know, out of town or gone for the weekend or something. You can set that to repeat from, you know, like 5 o'clock till 6 a.m. Mm. And so that anyone who sends you a message out of office hours can't expect you to respond immediately or if they won't get butthurt. You need to set your out like
your office hours and then have it. Now, of course, you know, sometimes there are messages you can reply to and you can choose to check your email whenever you want, but they shouldn't expect a response after hours. And I think especially for parents who feel a little too comfortable calling people or trying to do Zooms like in the middle of the evening because their kid has a question on something. Yeah. Out of office hours, out of line, set your thing. So that's my tip for today. But, you know, guys, that's me, you know, battling depression and being all neurotic. How are you guys doing? Turd, what's going on in your world right now?
You know, we had last week we had a couple of days of face to face. And while it was not entirely enjoyable, it wasn't as though it was going to be like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? A cactus dildo. I don't know. So, I mean,
ooh,
yeah.
Delightful.
So the only thing that I'm not really appreciating right now is just the things that you have to do within the span of 4 minutes, like wiping down desks and chairs before your next group of kids comes in. And they also want you standing at the door to squirt hand sanitizer at them. Of course, they weren't specific as to where you were supposed to squirt the hand sanitizer with them. So I went with the eyes.
Hand sanitizer, turd. Hand sanitizer.
So why you can just kind of set it on a desk next to the front door. You can only do so much. And I think you can train the kids to wipe off their own desks before they leave the room. I think that's the way to do it. Like,
I agree, but admin says no.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Because that'd be something like I'd like work it into my last 5 minutes of like what we did today. And okay, we got about 2 minutes. Grab a rag, wipe your desk down. Hit the road, guys.
Yep. Guess what?
Because they're ready to pack up anyway. They'd be happy to do it if it meant they got to stop class 4 minutes early.
I agree.
Miss Bunny, how are you doing?
I'm okay. We go back with students tomorrow, and I'm anxious about the whole situation, but at this point, there's not much to do but ride the wave.
So you've been virtual teaching for at least 2 weeks now, right? If not longer?
2 weeks and a few days.
And so this is the first in-person back with the kids?
Yes.
Are you going to be doing any virtual teaching at the same time or just in-person now?
We've been told that we have to be logged into our virtual meeting thing all day, so that the online learners can message us. And I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to do classroom management with 20 plus middle schoolers plus kids online and filming myself and not having any kids in the frame.
Yeah.
And not saying any children's names.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a whole new level that I hadn't thought of, because I'm doing the in-person while streaming it to other people and addressing all of it. But I don't have to do the whole keep kids out. Like, I can say names and they can see each other's pictures.
No.
Holy shit.
We're not supposed to say students' names if we're on streaming.
So how will you... they're strictly just an audience? Or do they get to ask questions? Or can you say, hey, Harold, or I guess Square... Do they get nicknames? Could they choose nicknames? I would totally be Batman. Oh, wait, I'd be Elvis.
You would be Elvis.
Pseudonyms. Go for pseudonyms.
Deep breaths. You got this.
I did have the realization earlier, like, the popular phrase on my campus has been, we're building the plane as we're flying it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I had the realization earlier that my grandfather was an aircraft mechanic during World War II.
Oh.
So maybe
you got this.
Maybe it's in my blood. We'll find out.
It's in the blood, maybe. I like that a lot. It's better than like we're trying to duct tape the landing gear on.
Ooh,
that'll be in the spring.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
All right, Miss Shirley, how are you doing?
Well, I am trapped in a fucktangle.
Oh, wow.
Please feel free to use that word as your school year goes through. That is fucktangle. I have only been working with my distance learning system that my district chose actively for about maybe 6 days now. And the only reason I have anything loaded into my digital classroom is because Bunny was kind enough to Zoom me and walk me through it. And I'm super thankful.
Sparkles,
yes. Miss Sparkles helped as well. I'm super, super thankful. I only have 4 days loaded because they threw a bunch of there are no words. I'm just stuttering. Basically, the system that we used, the counselors or whom the district's not the counselors, my bad. The district uploaded sections of the courses, and so now I have to upload things daily to 12 different classes.
I can show you how to fix that. I
can show you how to do it faster.
I can show you how to do it faster.
Okay, that's what she said. But yes, please. That makes me feel better. We're getting, you know, first day of school tomorrow, and it's first day for everything. Like, I haven't been doing distance learning. I haven't been doing in class. I am asynchronous, so I don't have to do the whole horrible thing that Bunny is doing. But the expectation is that, you know, because we're doing an A-B schedule, so I'll have, like, some kids one day in person and a different set of kids the second day, and it goes back and forth for the foreseeable future. So it's a lot. And, you know, a fuck tangle.
I cried a bunch on Saturday.
Oh,
but
why? Well,
I went to go get pedicures with my mom, and my mom and I are super duper close, and she is over 65 and immunocompromised, and I was like, I don't know that we're going to be able to hang out after school starts, and I'm exposed to 150 germy children every day.
Oh God!
And like to come bring it over to you, and she's not hearing it because that's her, but I'm. It stressed me out, and then I cried.
You love Mama O'Hare.
I do.
I know.
Who doesn't love Mama O'Hare?
I don't know. Anybody who doesn't love Mama O'Hare can see me in hell. Okay, my dudes, we have something special here. This is from the Teacher Needs a Drink podcast page. We got a special message. Are you ready?
Yeah. Bring it!
This is from Miss Blue. All right. I just had a parent complain about me, saying that when kids grow up, they go through moments like getting a driver's license, having a quinceañera, or finding out their parents were Santa. This unit is about coming of age, and we were talking about, you know, kids are maturing. I try to keep kids from saying immature stuff like when you pop your cherry, insert stoner laugh, or inappropriate stuff they've said before, but I didn't think that Santa was off limits too. They are in high school.
What the hell? Okay, so saying that this high school kid hadn't figured out the Santa? What? That's not innocence at that point. That's stupidity.
Oh, girl.
I can see a kid making it to, like, maybe the latter half of elementary school before it's spoiled. Maybe you homeschool a kid. They don't see, like, any kind of media, television, anything that spoils it there. And they haven't had an older brother... I don't see the kid has to be just kind of a little simple if in high school they haven't gotten that message.
When I was in, I want to say I was a freshman in high school and my younger sister was in sixth grade. We had I remember being in the car on the way to a football game, having this conversation, and something was said about Santa. And we both realized that we had been pretending for years because we both thought the other one still believed in Santa. Pretending like I still believed in Santa because I thought my sister did. And she was too nice. Like, apparently I'm that good of an actress because she thought that I still believed in Santa. And so she was still pretending to believe in Santa. And then it finally came out. And we were both like, wait, I was pretending because I thought you still believed. Like... Yeah, so that's our Santa story.
Turd. See, what's funny is my son being in, or this was last year, so fourth grade, he's still trying to help us with the whole, you know, oh yeah, Santa's real. But the funny thing is, like, we had this conversation with him, and we're still not convinced he's like, oh yeah, Santa's not real. I think he still believes in the... idea, if that makes sense. Not that he actually comes down the chimney, but more along just the promise of if you're good, you'll get better stuff. So I don't know. It has nothing to do with the dude, but whatever. You keep on being good.
I'm a half Jewish mutt, and so I was raised with both, you know, holidays in my house. But I was told very, very clearly that, you know what, you quit believing, you quit getting presents. And I was like, okay. And they're like, you're kind of on thin ice as it is. Like, okay.
Thing about the high school thing, unless there's like paperwork attached to this kid where he is, you know, sped or something along that line, girl, you, as a parent, you don't have an argument. I'm sorry.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, yet another message from the Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. So here we go on the contact page, that is. And this message is from Gray Girl. After only 11 days of face-to-face, two staff tested positive. How does admin respond? Bring teachers up the next day for an in-person staff meeting and to help clean.
No. And, you don't love yourself. No. Yeah.
And one of the staff members known to be in close contact attended the meeting in person.
What?
At first, we were only canceling school for 2 days to utilize the long weekend. Less than 24 hours later, that changed to all virtual until the 18th.
Oh, good.
Admin notified staff through email and the public through Facebook of the two staff members. What? However, they have not said a single word about a student testing positive. Names can't be given. Got it. Doesn't matter. Shouldn't they at least let us know a student tested positive?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We are a very small district, less than 250 pre-K through 12th grade. This is information that is kind of important, right? Side note, teachers found out about the students because mom blasts everything on Facebook. Is it just me, or did my school just raise the bar to epic shit show status? Thoughts?
Oh, Miss Gray Girl, you are in one of Miss Shirley Temper's fuck tangles.
You're welcome.
And one of Turd Ferguson's favorite words, shit show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's messy. Just in general, in so many ways.
That's interesting that happened, though, because we got an email Friday after school, of course, that we had a staff member test positive. And of course, because the staff member also puts everything on Facebook, we knew exactly who it was. It was, of course, somebody who works in the main office who doesn't like to wear masks and wears really piss poor face shields because they were told they had to, but doesn't wear them all the time. And you kind of have to walk past this person. It's a whole bag of worms. It's a fucktangle.
Another fucktangle?
It is. And what makes me so angry is they're supposed to be contact tracing, but how do you contact trace all of us who walked through that office? You don't.
No.
I had a colleague who tested positive, and I had been in contact with this colleague. This colleague told me themselves. The school didn't. So I would not have known that I had contact with this person if it weren't for that person doing the honorable thing and telling us.
Mm-hmm. I think that makes people, I mean, I get privacy, but I think that also makes people lax. Like, oh, you know what? We've been doing this for a couple weeks and no one's got sick yet that you know of. You just didn't notice that maybe five kids are doing virtual now who weren't initially. And so-and-so teacher has not been back in a week.
Our district is doing it where they will at least do an investigation after they find out that one staff member has tested positive. And so they contact the people that they know that person is in contact with, which I'm saying at least that's a start. But at the same time, when you get into common areas such as the teacher's lounge or even the copy machine, et cetera, contact trace thing, is it really being used that effectively, especially when we all know that all teachers have to use some of the same areas? Just saying.
Fuck Tangle.
Fuck Tangle. Hey guys, guess what?
What?
We have a Patreon.
No shit.
That's right. Is that like OnlyFans?
It's just like OnlyFans, except instead of nudes of me. Well, you have to get You can get bonus content and extra episodes. There's a lot of stuff you can get on there, and it is awesome, and it's only $5. And also, if you want Teacher Needs a Drink swag, like, I don't know, shot glasses, beer koozies, bottle, all that stuff, you can just go to teacherneedsdrinkpodcast.com, and we're actually selling the swag there. So you can help us teachers afford our drinks, because you teachers, you understand. You know,
we got it. Some
money. Buy our crap. Worldwide perfection. Scientists build a massive space station that allows mankind to control the worldwide weather. As a result, there are no more weather emergencies. There are no more droughts or floods or tornadoes, and global warming has been eliminated. However, there is an immediate demand for perfect days. Because the weather can be controlled, many people want the weather to be nicer and more predictable. A large segment of the populace wants there to be two specified dates, April 22nd and October 22nd, where every place on Earth would simultaneously experience ideal weather for 24 hours. These 2 days would become worldwide holidays, ideal for weddings, reunions, outdoor sporting events, and tourism that demands meteorological perfection. Every community on Earth would have perfect weather on these two designated days. However, the environmental community claims that this might be risky. There is no precedent for worldwide perfection, and environmental leaders fear this could create problems we cannot foresee. It cannot be nice everywhere, says the weather czar Al Gore. At any moment, at least one-third of the planet needs to be dealing with semi-crappy weather. However, no one can specifically prove why this alleged perfection would be dangerous, because it's never happened before. Where do you stand on this issue? And do you want the perfect, although potentially harmful days? So what? What do you guys think? I got my answer, but what do you guys want?
I could give a shit about perfect days. I'm an indoor girl through and through. I like storms. I like rain. I like dreariness. I could give a shit. I don't go outdoors. I don't hike. I don't do things like that. So this affects me in no way.
Poo-poo on you. All right. Turd, what do you think?
You know, here's a fun thing. Miss Ferguson and I always disagree over what the perfect weather is. So what I would consider perfect weather is where she would go into the corner and ball up and die from what she calls cold weather. So in which case, I'm going to say, like, what's the definition of perfect weather? However, I'm going to say, hey, if it can beat this fucking summer heat all the fucking time, I am all fucking for it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of, like, taking off the deep ranges of the severe colds and severe droughts, but there's a lot of weather in between I enjoy. Bunny, what do you think?
I was going to say, I think the thing that stuck out to me was having 2 days of perfect weather, but they're the same days, like, worldwide. That's a terrible idea, because then everybody is going to be trying to schedule their stuff on that day.
Imagine if you're the person who's like, man, screw teaching, I'm going to work at Walmart, and Walmart's, you got to work on perfect day. And you're like, no! I'd rather deal with the kids! But no, you'd rather stack.
Rotate that stuff out. Like, you know, I can put up with a couple of days of non-catastrophic, non-world-ending, like, it's not going to flood. People aren't going to die. I can put up with a few days of rain in order to kind of level that out and have more sort of nice days overall compared to 2 perfect days. And also what Turd was saying, I'm a cold weather girl, and most people I know are not. So our definition of perfect weather might be different.
Exactly. That reminds me of Miss Congeniality when they ask her what the perfect day was, and she's like, that's a hard one.
April 7th,
what you said.
No, it's 24th, actually.
Oh, because April 24th. Not too hot and
not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
Good girls.
Suck it.
All right, my friends. Well, thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. And also, this was a special episode. This was our 50th episode. Woohoo! Aww. So I am so happy all of you guys are here. Shirley Turd Bunny, I'm very excited you guys got to be here and be part of it. It's been fun watching this grow over the last year or so. And we have our Patreon now. We've got like 2,000 downloads a day. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really excited. But everyone out there, please keep spreading the word and tell us, you know, what you want to hear. So if you want to hear from Shirley or Turd or Bunny, you can talk to us directly on Patreon, or you can hit us up through the Teacher Needs a Drink contact page on our website and buy stuff there. So we would love it, and we love you. And remember, you can get through this week. It's just going to take a little bit of grace. And remember, it's just another week. This is asterisk year. It's okay if things go ass backwards and you get stuck in a fucktangle for a while. You'll get out of it. All right, so my friends, thank you for being here. Turd, it was great hearing from you.
You know, I would like to say thank you for this opportunity for us to talk ourselves some shit.
And Miss Shirley Temper, it was great having you.
The swan ate my baby.
I thought the dingo ate your baby.
No, I'm going with my drop dead gorgeous references.
And Bunny O'Hare, it was wonderful having you for the 50th time.
It has been a pleasure being along for the ride. Thank you for putting up with us.
Oh, you guys are great. Well, my friends out there, deep breaths, deep drinks. We'll see you next week. Bye. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday. And if you'd like to support us, you can join us at our Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast Patreon, or you can just buy some of our crap from teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. I'd like to give a big thank you to our supporters, Lead Lamb Dramatics and Posh Pretzels of Frisco. If you need fancy pretzels for your catering event, contact Posh Pretzels of Frisco. They are amazing. Also, like to thank my host today, Miss Shirley Temper, Mr. Turd Ferguson, Miss Bunny O'Hare, and of course, Miss Priscilla, who's by my side while I do all of this stuff. All right, my friend, that's our 50th episode. Thanks for listening. I'm glad you're around. Cheers! And also, Miss Bunny O'Hare! It doesn't stick to her fur.
I sure hope not. I certainly hope not.
You've heard that joke, right?
I've heard that joke.
So, a bear walks up to a rabbit and says, does shit stick to your fur? And the bunny says, no, it just falls away. He's like, oh, good. And then he wipes his ass with the rabbit.
Oh, delightful. That's